Preparation in the tens.
Pokulam, me Twitter. Ait kadmut ruchanit.
From the Twitter, a spiritual advancement does not depend on accumulating knowledge or knowing the Creator and His actions. Excuse me. The spiritual advancement does not depend on accumulating knowledge. Understanding the Creator and its actions, but in greater and greater dependency on the Creator, to such an extent that you accept all of the Creator's actions as desirable and necessary. Again, advancement does not depend on knowledge. It depends on dependency on the actions of the Creator, acceptance of the Creator's actions, until you reach a state where you agree and understand that the Creator's actions are necessary and desirable. We have to see that this theater that is organized for us is organized by the Creator intentionally for us to make us absent-minded about the spiritual path. When we reach a state that we're not worthy of being called Adam, whole, connected in all its parts. And that's intentional for us to make the efforts and even build systems and demand. And basically we'll reveal a chisaron for the Creator that will unite us into one system all in all.
First, we accept the ten as a single soul. We try to accept each and every friend as the most beloved and important part in life. And that gives us the picture of the Creator.
Today I came with true awe, so that we can work with this system called Ten. Now it's a wonderful opportunity to work with this. It's like a laboratory. We're in a sterile place for us without any disturbance, such a focused desire by so many people around the world, and scriptures and the Kabbalist teaching us. All we have to do is add our part.
Adding our part is by devotion, by connecting as one man and one heart, as a common request, lower ones towards the Creator, that He will work on us, and that depends on the deficiency we raise, the connection we weave between us during the lesson.
In order to reach that, we have to annul before each other.
To
annul my entire ego, myself, to only think about the friends, to pray for them to be every moment in a demand for connection between us, and then the light will act and let us be a pipeline to the whole world.
We have a role now to build a deficiency together. Each one doesn't have such an accurate deficiency, but together we can aim for this kli to form and achieve some equivalence of form.
Yes. What we should do is annul, subjugate ourselves to the ten, to Rav, and to integrate in the work of the Creator. What the Creator wants, what the Creator does with us, to just integrate with that. Let Him work on us.
Another tweet. We're in a corporeal world, which is devoid of spiritual life, so that we can organize an environment independent of spiritual states, meaning our inner ups and downs, so as to remind each other about the intention, the schedule, and participating in the work of unity. Again, we're in a corporeal world devoid of spiritual life, so that we can organize an environment independent of our spiritual states, to remind each other about the intention, the timetable, and the common work of unity. So we're apart from the Creator, but we're actually also inside the Creator. And it's only for us to create this inner connection between us that will be similar to Him, and then we'll discover that we're already in Him. Everyone here knows His egoistic nature, and on top of it, we want to create this connection and unity here and now.
We were actually driving with Vlad this morning, so part of the lesson where Niv asked the question about man's relation in general and in the ten, and then Rav explained that it's very, very important to make sure that you don't activate your egoistic desire for yourself in the ten. That's very important, the intention, and to maintain the structure of the ten as much as you can to resemble the ten sefirot, the actions of the Creator. And this is what we're about to learn this morning.
The main learning is in our heart, in our common heart. And we can only have that with focus in our thought and then also our feeling in this depiction that everyone is devoted to this common space between us. Come out of myself and dissolve in the connections between us.
Yes, the corporeal world is me and everything that happens inside me. And the spiritual world is us, is we. And to the extent that we can move from, shift from me to we during the lesson and ask out of this we, to that extent we come closer to the spiritual world, the actions of the Creator.
There's no way to attain the upper world, the spiritual system, unless it's a common work between us. We have to create this network of our root between us where we can discover the Creator.
Yeah, everything has been said. We're in the operating room. The physician is ready with the gloves on. We've got anesthesia already. Let's let him work for 3 or 4 hours now.
Yeah, we're in the best place in the world, where the Kabbalah lesson happens with the spiritual lesson happens and we are like a spiritual tent, a spiritual potsuf that is intended to bring contentment to the Creator, so let's make an effort, everyone in the world, to be a spiritual potsuf.
Yep, a spiritual potsuf that works in mutual bestowal. And only one calculation interests us, the spiritual calculation. How much bestowal there is here, how much annulment there is between us, how much connection there is between us. Even if I'm not in it, am I trying to be in it? Is this my direction? Do I want to reveal the quality of bestowal between us? That's our whole work, to discover love between us every day. And it happens here and now by the attempts of each and every one. Each one brings his own charge, and by that, on this basis, we are connected, all of us as one.
Let's see what Rabash tells us. Or Baal HaSulam. If one does not have any passion for spirituality, if he is among people who have passion for spirituality, and if he likes these people, then he also absorbs their force to overcome and their aspiration, even though, in terms of his quality, he doesn't have that power and desire. And according to the how much he likes these people, then he absorbs new strength.
Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Vehu Yoshiinu, Vehu Yashiinu, Berachamav Sheni.
Close to your mouth, speak loudly and clearly. We're going to start with the article, What is Unfounded Hatred in the Work? Article